Now imagine hearing this when you're in church. It's not going to be very conducive to praying or listening to a sermon, is it? But that's the prospect facing the congregation of a church in Wendover who claim that the new high-speed rail line through Buckinghamshire will create an unacceptable level of noise, and that will disrupt their services and concerts. They presented evidence to the House of Commons Select Committee looking into the effects of HS2, and they say that a £250,000 offer of noise reduction work is woefully inadequate. They think it will cost £2 million to mitigate the noise from the trains. Well, Canon Mark Durnley, the vicar of St Mary's in Wendover, was among those who gave evidence on the effect that HS2 will have on his church.
Well, there's been a church building here in Wendover since about the 1260s, as far as we know, and it's always had a significant place in the life of the community. And we've always had an idea that this is where people have met and gathered, and we'd continue to want to make that the case for the current needs of the community. And we were fortunate about 5 years ago to make the building much more open and accessible and to be able to use this space creatively, not just in rows of chairs facing east. So that's one of the reasons HS2 have taken an interest in this particular building, because they've recognised that it's a significant place in this community, not just for the worshipping community and its spiritual life, but also because it's used as a concert venue and a lecture venue, and all sorts of community groups use it for various events. And I think the reason that that's an important issue in terms of the sound interruption by HS2 is it runs past, because the concerts we have here are very high-end, and we're very fortunate in managing to be able to bring them out here for a series of concerts. And the University of the Third Age, who run their lectures here, that happens every month. And other groups, the choral societies locally, use this building regularly as well. All of whom have said that the constant interruption of a high-speed train running past the end of the churchyard will just make much of what they want to achieve here very difficult indeed.
How close will the HS2 line be to the church?
Just under 300 metres away, so 270-odd metres away from the church. But in its proposed location of the build of the line, the sound would travel over the tops of the trees and sort of hit the church at the west end of the tower and the entrance for the porch area and things. And it comes up onto a kind of elevated section where it goes over part of the existing road infrastructure. So at the end of the churchyard, it'll be elevated a bit. And HS2 have put in various measures to try and help mitigate against sound affecting us and other buildings around here. But we've done some of our own sound recording tests, and we're not convinced that what they've proposed will be sufficient enough to not interrupt what's going on inside the building here. We're very grateful to William Avery. He's done an enormous amount of work for us as a church and the users that use the church in helping to formulate material and put things together and do the sound tests for us. And inside the building is, of course, one issue. The other issue is we do have an open churchyard, so we have regular services for burials in the churchyard, and having to stop every minute and a half in order to wait for the train to go past just feels undignified, really, in terms of trying to support those who are bereaved. And I think we do hear, obviously, noises outside, a plane or a helicopter goes over, but they're very irregular kind of things. It's the regularity of a repeated level of noise that actually becomes very intrusive and makes, I think, some of the events that do take place here feel that they're not going to be so viable. I mean, in terms of the benefit for the whole community, we've all been pressing that they should just extend the tunnel that the train is in a bit further south of here, stay in the tunnel through Wendover and come out just north of Wendover. Then it'll not have the impact on any of the people around here who are concerned about it, and it would be a much better solution. But, of course, in terms of their budgeting, maintaining the tunnel for that much further, another 4 kilometres I think it would be, they're regarding as too much of an expensive option. So that's why they've gone down the route, I think, of trying to mitigate locally for people like us. And the figure they came up with was they reckoned about £180,000 would do what they needed to do here, and therefore they've allowed £250,000 for additional costs. So £250,000 they think would be sufficient. We've had some independent work done by a professional company, and they have established a much more realistic figure would be more than £1 million. in order to do what needs to be achieved. I mean, because soundproofing a building of this size and of this age and a listed building and keeping the heritage bodies happy and the DAC and so on, it's just going to be a much bigger project than anticipated, I think.
I just wonder, could it be that people just don't want HS2, and so could fingers be pointed at you to say, well, you didn't want it and now you're going to get it, you're just trying to make it as difficult as possible for it to happen? You know, when you come up with 1 million or 2 million that you think it's going to cost, is that trying to push the cost up just so that it will swing it, that you might get a tunnel? I mean, is it a realistic figure compared with the 250,000 that HS2 is offering you?
The cost of the extending the tunnel would be much more, but we're trying to be realistic about what it would cost to sound attenuate a building like this. And yes, I mean, there's very strong feeling locally that we don't want HS2, and that's not in my backyard kind of stuff. But I think there's a whole bigger question about the realistic project that HS2 is. Surely there's better things to put so many billions of pounds towards than building a high-speed rail line out of London into Birmingham. But as it's going ahead, we're trying to do our bit to make it work as best we can for the local community.
That's the Vicar of St Mary's Church in Wendover, Canon Mark Durnley, talking to Stephen Fletcher for BBC Three Counties Radio. Very, very interesting. And so Canon Mark and also members of his congregation, including the head of music, went to speak and give evidence to that House of Commons Select Committee looking into the effects of HS2. That was just one of almost 2,600 petitions that were presented to that select committee. In responding to the church's arguments, James Strachan QC for the Department of Transport told MPs that the noise attenuation work proposed at the church was in addition to the installation of noise barriers, which by themselves would, quote, achieve levels of noise within the church, which makes it suitable for its current concert venue position. So that debate is going to rumble on. It will be interesting to see whether they get more than £250,000 that they're asking for, £1 million to £2 million. And Canon Mark says that apparently when HS2 is up and running, the number of trains passing by his church will be, wait for it, extraordinary this, every 1.5 minutes.
On FM, AM, online and digital radio.
This is Mike Naylor.
On BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, over the last...